The South African government, together with members of both the public and private sector, agreed at NEDLAC on COVID-19 workplace vaccine guidelines. Now, while the vaccine guidelines are yet to be signed and gazetted by the Minister of Employment and Labour, various spokespersons have indicated that the stance taken in the vaccine guidelines is one of persuasion rather than coercion. Joining us to chat more about this is Tamsankwa Mila. He's associate in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Tamsankwa, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bonita, and good evening to you, Nelson.
So what are the key items then from these vaccine guidelines?
I think you just touched on one of them briefly in your introduction. Before, there was a debate about whether vaccination would be mandatory for employees in the workplace. The guidelines seem to suggest that that's not going to be the case, that employers need to educate their employees about the benefits, try to persuade them to take on the benefits, to take on the vaccine, but they cannot actually force them to be vaccinated. People who do express an interest for vaccination would be given time off, for instance, to repay time off to go get their vaccinations. And it's also been discussed in different sectors, so the banking sector, and whether or not in those types of industries it's going to be mandatory or not. But the stance so far is that it's going to be persuasion rather than a mandatory vaccination.
So workers may not be dismissed for a refusal to then be vaccinated?
No, I think in line with what the president said at the beginning of the year when vaccines were going to be rolled out for the first time, no one's going to be forced. And I think the employers then cannot or should be cautious to overstep or go against what the government has said.
You mentioned at this stage it's persuasion as opposed to coercion, and it is being discussed in around various sectors. But high-risk industries such as mining, for example, does that not require mandatory vaccination?
So I think with the Mining Health and Safety Act, there's a possibility there that there might be a mandatory vaccination policy in terms of the provisions of that act. But it would be interesting to see how that particular sector deals with the government stance, the guidelines as well, and how they persuade all of the relevant stakeholders in that particular sector to see what middle ground they can try and achieve in order to, try to make sure that people are protected and vaccinated, but as well as not forcing them to take on vaccination.
Interesting, though, that being said, that out of the two workplace vaccination sites that we currently have in operation, one being in the motor industry, the other one is in mining, in fact.
I think those two sectors are going to be very key sectors to just watch and see how they develop their vaccination practices and vaccination policies. There is this tug of war between, of opinions, between whether or not that type of industry, because when you consider the nature of the industry, people working in close proximity to one another, sometimes in high heat environments and underground as well and in factories. It's a very important consideration for those sectors.
Do you think, in fact, going forward and to scale up our vaccination rollout, we may see more workplace vaccination sites coming online?
I think so. And I think especially for big industries that have created various councils or sectors for themselves that are established. So I think, for instance, most mining companies or have their own hospitals with this, where already I think you've got a way of accommodating the vaccination there.
Yes.
I think you also have a finance sector. I think you also have quite a number of sectors where if it's already established and there's already systems, then I think the private sector would be best placed to assist the government in making sure that rollouts is or the targets are achieved.
So what now for employers? What do they need to do?
I think the stance needs to be the same as what the guidelines are saying. So address the importance of a vaccine, educate employees about the reason why they need to be vaccinated, and also what benefits they might have. I think when it comes to a vaccine policy, and we've said this in CDH for quite a while, that you need to look at the nature of your employment and the nature of your workplace. If you can continue with people working remotely, it may not be necessary for you. And therefore, persuasion may not need to be one of the forefronts. Maybe you just need to educate people, and that's it. But if it's one of those where you actually do need workforces back into the workplace, then maybe you would have a much harder and a much more aggressive drive to persuade employees to take on the vaccination.
Yeah, because it can be potentially a problem, as you could, in fact, threaten the health of your colleagues and, in fact, impact upon operations.
So I think that's why all of the considerations that we've been talking about at CDH regarding the vaccine workplace policies need to be considered by the employers. To what extent is this really necessary for us? So can I be a productive attorney from my home? And if I can, then we limit the amount of number of, so we limit, it limits the risk of exposure to the workplace that I particularly operate in. And then you would then see if continuing with all the social distancing protocol that we've had for the past year would assist, versus a situation where I work on the floor in a retail sector, and maybe interaction with people from the public, interaction with fellow colleagues is very high risk in that particular instance, and therefore persuasion would be more ideal for them.
So the vaccine guidelines are not yet gazetted. Do we expect that to happen anytime soon, do you think?
Hopefully very soon, because we do need to know what to do going forward as we scale down the high risk and then the people who are considered to be a priority, and then the rest of us, I suppose. So by the time it gets to the rest of us, I think we would like to have some certainty from the government in that way.
And where could employers find out further information around the guidelines and some of the advice around a vaccination policy?
We've published an alert just summarizing issues about the workplace vaccination and what NEDLAC have done so far. So if people were to just Google, I think, workplace vaccination from CDH together, something will pop up on Google as a hit, and they can just educate themselves there.
Thamsanqua Kwamila, associates in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you too.